On the road or off, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. No wonder J.D. Power awarded Silverado the most dependable large light-duty pickup. Truck month is back at your local Chevy dealer. Check out the full line of Silverados at Chevy Drive Chicago.
Julie Goodwin is a senior attorney at Earth Justice's Midwest branch. Julie, tell me you've been to the Boundary Waters.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm definitely someone who would rather point the car north coming out of Chicago than head south to a beach. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. Can you explain what is happening with this Chilean company that wants to do mining? There has been a mining ban for 20 years. When does that lift, and when is it possible that these people could start mining?
Sure. So the mining ban, or the withdrawal, was put in place in 2023. Last week, the U.S. Senate relied on a law called the Congressional Review Act and voted by a narrow margin, 50 to 49, to overturn that 20-year mining ban that protected the Boundary Waters from mining pollution. The House had voted on the same measure earlier. But this vote just signals a novel and really troubling use of the Congressional Review Act to sell out America's public lands like the Boundary Waters.
And it really has to do with what I read, acid mine drainage. So it would be water from the mining that would then be released into the Boundary Waters?
Right. The proposed mine, which I should be clear, what just happened this past week is that the mining ban that was put in place in 2023 was voted out in Congress. So there's currently no mine near the Boundary Waters, and no leases have been issued to the company at this time. Those were canceled back during the Biden administration as well.
But now that the ban is lifted, you're saying now that the ban is lifted, there is a chance that this could happen?
Exactly. The threat is there. The intent is there to move the mine forward, and it's the particular type of mine, which is particularly risky. It's a sulfide ore mine, which produces sulfuric acid, which can contaminate waterways with dangerous acidic leachate, sulfate, and heavy metals. Also really important to note that this type of mining has never been done before in Minnesota, and it's never been done safely anywhere. So putting this type of industrial mining district on the edge of the Boundary Waters could forever change the area.
And areas like Ely, any of those areas around the Boundary Waters rely only on tourism and outdoor recreation. That's an economic driver in the region. If this was allowed to happen, I would imagine that would have an impact. I mean, that's pretty obvious, but now that the ban has been lifted, how long would it take to get a mine up and running?
So there's still a federal process. We anticipate that the Trump administration could move the mine forward by reissuing previously canceled leases, for example. But there's also a state process that listeners should be aware of and understand that at the state level, the mine cannot move forward without that state approval.
Well, I don't think the state of Minnesota is going to let that happen, right?
I would hope that the state of Minnesota really stands up to these risks.
And do tribal nations have any voice in this?
You know, I don't want to speak for tribal nations. They do have a voice, and they're the ones that should be saying it or using it.
Mm-hmm. And what is the biggest concern that people are concerned about now that the mining ban is lifted, if mining starts taking place? It's got to be, wildlife has to be a part of it, right?
Absolutely. The wildlife in the Boundary Waters, I mean, you mentioned this, there's just hundreds of species like wolves and moose and loons and all the freshwater fish that rely on the clean water and those that rely on the protected forests of the area, they're all at risk if the water, which is so central to the Boundary Waters, is contaminated.
And Julie, what are the key make or break moments that we should watch going forward?
Well, I would urge everybody to pay attention. And I say that because the way that the mining ban was undone was through this Congressional Review Act, which was more of a little known, like, procedural type law that was under the radar, I think, to a lot of Americans until this issue was elevated. So really to pay attention and just to watch for this administration's next steps and to keep the pressure on our elected officials at both the federal and state levels.
And where do people go to find out more information or to get active when it comes to protecting the Boundy Waters?
Yeah, there's a lot of really great groups that are active in protecting the Boundary Waters. I would say Earth Justice's website, which is earthjustice.org, has great information and is a fantastic starting point.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Julie Goodwin. She's senior attorney at Earth Justice's Midwest branch.